feeling great about right now with the defense?
There's certain players that I think are playing at a super high level. They would be the ones you would expect. Batty. I think Blake Mangelson's got way better. John Nelson, the interior of the D-line, I really like right now. Jacob Robinson's had a really good camp so far. I like the battle going on with the safeties right now. They're all getting better. I think we're much better in that room than last year, and we're deeper, so that's good. Yeah.
What's concerning you?
Depth at certain spots. We need a couple backers to still step up. Depth there. There's some talent in that group, but we need someone to solidify. We need some guys to solidify themselves. And the corner group, I would say the same thing. We just need that third, fourth, fifth corner to really step up.
Is Mark Collins trending to where he could play in game?
Oh, yeah. So Mark Collins had a really good day today. And I like where Evan Johnson's been this camp. Jonathan Kambea stepped up. So we just need those guys to really solidify themselves as third, fourth, fifth corners in the Big 12.
What will be the determining factor in who's in the two deep at safety, since that is a deep?
Obviously playmaking, who's making the most plays. Tomorrow's going to be a big deal. And then also just the ones who know the defense the best.
Is tomorrow a 100-plus play scrimmage again like last week?
I think it will be a little bit shorter. We need an opportunity to be under the lights a little bit, get a feel for the stadium, all that. And more than anything, just one more opportunity for some of the guys to tackle.
You doing a night scrimmage?
Yeah.
You talk about tackling, and you know we don't see everything that you guys do, but how is the team looking at that with what you've been able to evaluate?
Yeah, so I think we're way ahead of last year at this point. And last year, actually, I think we're a much improved tackle team from the years before. So I think we're better. You know, time will tell when we get into the second scrimmage tomorrow and then into games, obviously. But so far through camp, I think we're improved.
Do you have set metrics you try and look at as far as missed tackles, as far as you know, limiting extra yardage after contact?
Absolutely. So anything under 10, you know, 10 missed tackles a game, anything under that is solid. I think you're really elite if you're getting six or less missed tackles in a game. If you're bleeding up into that 13, 14 or higher, then that's too many. It's excessive, and it's really poor if it's over 20 a game.
We were just talking to Caleb, and he was talking about going up against Batty every day and what that's like. It's like seeing those two battle and, you know, benefiting each other just as far as helping Batty get better.
Well, first off, I think Coach Woods has done an amazing job with the offensive line. I see their physicality. I like their techniques right now. Caleb's really improved. So to watch that battle with those guys it's fun for us. Each day we get to watch one-on-ones. We say it's kind of one of the great parts of the day, just kicking your feet up, you know, drinking a Mountain Dew and watching one-on-ones, watching those guys battle. So that's one of our favorite parts of the day.
So Mountain Dew is the drink of choice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nectar of the gods. I don't know if I can say that at BYU, but I think, well, oh, yeah, I better be careful. I really better be careful then, huh?
Yeah, okay. Just out about what the BYU offense has done from your perspective defending them.
Well, I really like what our offensive coaches do. They're always changing. They're multiple. They use a bunch of personnel groupings. I think we're way deeper in the wide receiver group, the tight end group, the running back group right now. So you just see such a mix and match of all the different varieties that they throw at you. They're doing a good job running the ball right now. The throw game can hurt you in so many different ways, shallow to deep. And the creativity of the offensive coaches I like. So there's a lot that I can't wait for the fans to see this year.
For the record, I agree with your Mountain Dew take. Okay.
Record, yeah.
Jack Kelly looks really comfortable out there. He's not just in his positioning, and he looks to be getting more and more. So is that a matter of him being familiar with you and your coaching style from obviously two stops, or is he just kind of that fast of a learner, I guess?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a reason why I wanted Jack Kelly here, right? He's a great player. He's instinctive. He runs. He's physical. And I can't wait to see him play in the Big 12. So I think the fans are going to like what they see from him. I like what I see. I think his comfort level in this defense shows up on the practice field because he's been doing this for a while now.
What's his story in terms of how you got him to Weber State and now he's become this P4 guy that's going to fit in?
Well, he was committed originally to Utah State, and I really thought he was a steal for them. And then just through the coaching changes and some of the stuff that occurred at Utah State, he kind of slipped through the cracks. And he was one I loved from his junior year. And so we were always kind of hovering, waiting. And when the opportunity arose, I mean, we pounced on that one. He was one I wanted from the get-go. And then right from day one when he stepped onto Weber State's campus, he was one of our strongest guys, one of the guys that showed the most promise, and he's played a lot of football now. So,
Jay, I've asked you this before, and I'll ask it again probably, but how's this team doing at knowing when to take chances defensively?
Not good enough yet. I still think we are trying to be so assignment sound right now that we're not necessarily learning when to cut loose. That comes from experience. It also comes from film study and also comfort in the defense. And that's where I think we can still take the biggest step forward, is just letting it rip, cutting loose, and just going to make them plays.
Where do you feel like the defense can improve the most between now and game one?
That, what I just mentioned, you know, cutting loose, attacking what they see. We can be more assignment sound. And then just, we're always working on pad level technique, toughness, just those things that will always be things that we're always stressing. We can continue to get better at that.